Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dead in Hip Hop, Wale Week. We back at it, man. Today, we are doing Festivus. And not only are we doing Wale Week, and not only are we doing Festivus, we got special esteemed colleagues on this one joining us. I got two people, you know what I'm saying? If you were here yesterday for Wale Week, then you know who the hell I'm talking about. Hold It Down Podcast, man. What it do?
I go first this time. You know what it is. Your main man, Bloodbath. Back at it, still talking. And then you're going to hear from our co-host in a minute, the great Quan Cena himself.
You know what I mean? It's your boy, your boy Saquon, you know what I'm saying? Kwanzaa, Washington, Guantanamo Bay. I'm out here doing what I do. You feel me?
Exactly.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So Festivus. I can't front, bro. This is the first time I listen to this joint. My intro to Festivus. Really? That's what's up, Ken. So shit, then we'll start off. Now this one held up. When did this release?
This one is not that long ago. This one is like, okay. Cause I remember I was in college and this came out. So this had to be like 2015, 2016, Wale.
Okay.
It definitely had to be right before the, the album. Yeah, it was probably 15.
Yeah. Cause I remember this was after Ambition. Ambition was like 2012. Cause I remember we went to that concert and I was in high school.
Yeah.
So that was Ambition. And then like a couple years later, this came out. So yeah, this is like 2015.
Okay. Yeah. But this one definitely held up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And especially with the features and everything that he had on here. I fuck with this one. I actually like this Wale. I think this is, you know, sometimes you have artists that their mixtape career, if you're a true fan, overshadows their commercial career. And just listening to this one, I could kind of see that already. Because listening to his other albums, they were never this raw. You know what I'm saying? Like this felt like Wale Unleashed. Like, there are no rules. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. You know, versus, especially coming off of Attention Deficit, just reviewing that one, it feels like what they did to Wiz Khalifa. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, cool. You got all this underground shit. You have this one song that popped off. Now we need to change the whole shit. You know, and I think that at that point in time in the mid-2000s, it was one of those things where they were still trying to apply things from the 90s, but things are changing. They weren't looking forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody really understood what the mixtape game was going to do for these artists. You know what I'm saying? I just think that, again, you know, a mismanagement and mistiming for Wale. Because, again, I think if Wale would have started off 2015, 2016, he'd be a lot bigger now just because he would have had more control of what comes out and how it comes out. But going into this, Pusha, because the first time I listened to it, I just let it play. And I'm like, okay, let me just see what happens. And I'm like, nigga, Pusha, Wale, when the fuck did that, how I miss that? Nobody talked about that.
I'm asking myself the same thing.
Like, Wale and Pusha, bro, that was hard. The nigga had
I was a big time episode fan in 2014.
Exactly. Nobody said, hey, Wale got some shit.
We were doing dead end by then.
We were doing dead end. We were 3 years in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so to me, I'm just like, yo, okay, well, Chance the Rapper, you know, Chance the Rapper just first came out around that time. ASAP, you got ASAP Ferg on here.
Yeah.
I'm just like, dog, like, this is dope. This is. If this is where Wale's pocket was, personally, I think he would have been even bigger. If the commercial project sounded like this.
And it didn't, because he dropped this right before he dropped the album About Nothing. So it was like, this was like a tape he put out kind of like in, like to lead up to his album. And the album actually has like the album, like he has the Girls on Drugs on this tape. And it's also on the album. But what's weird is on the album, it's edited. Why would you put the unedited version of Girls on Drugs, but then on the album put the edited version? It's like, it's the same song. So Yeah, I don't know what it was about this tape hitting so hard, but people didn't know about it. Because Festivus was out for a minute. It was like, if you was a Wale fan, you knew about it. But most people only knew he had an album coming out soon. They didn't know about this tape as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This was one of the Wale tapes. I was like, I really enjoy this tape.
Yeah. Because yeah. when you sent that, I went, Festivus.
Man, when he sent
it. I had a feeling that y'all didn't know about
it. Bro, I was like, oh, shit.
Because the name don't sound good, bro.
Nah, Festivus, I don't. Like, God damn.
Wale?
Because Wale hasn't had the best run on Dead End.
He hasn't.
He really hasn't, man. I don't know if he watches and reads everything, so yeah. I'm pretty sure he's come across some of our stuff.
He probably don't like y'all neither.
Nah, I'm sure he don't like us.
If you don't call Wale the greatest, he's going to have a problem with you immediately.
That is a fact.
But yeah, I don't know how this was missed, especially looking at some of the heavy hitters on here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's possible I downloaded it and just never unzipped it and added it because it was a mixtape. But yeah, some of Wale's latest stuff hasn't been all that great. So yeah, I was like, man, this is gonna be some bullshit. But I was like, oh, this is actually not that bad. I was like, this is the Wale I like. Yep. Like Wale,
mixtape Wale, superior.
Yeah, man. Just when Wale's allowed to just do Wale things, Wale is really good. Mm-hmm. Is when Wale tries to kind of conform to other stuff is when he gets a little bit off track, you know. And as an artist, you know, he's allowed to explore and do stuff as he see fit. But you know, he does have a pocket. Mm-hmm. Where he's really, really fucking good. And in that pocket, man, I think that's when people can really, really, you know, kind of come in and fuck with Wale heavy. And this should have been pushed more, especially when you got Absol Pusher. You got fucking Chance. But Chance wasn't fucking Chance back then.
But this was at least after Acid Rap.
Yeah, and I was going to say, remember, when Chance came into the game, Chance was exalted very early, like high as hell.
He was fake independent.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ASAP niggas on here, Ferg on here and shit. Fat Trail was on here.
Fat Trail was actually kind of popping at that time.
He was.
Like underground niggas. Fat Trail was like, me and Quan talked about it before. Yeah. It was like, Fat Trail was low-key about to be like the next up big dude out of that area.
Yeah. We just knew he was going to be like Chief Keef, Waka Flocka. Level.
Yeah, he was popping, man. But yeah, the beats are good. The rhymes are good. I think he's creative in spots. Mm-hmm. Like you can hear it on the deep end with Pusha. Like, I think overall, this is a very, very solid piece of work by Wale.
Yeah. Still solid, 6 years later.
Yeah, yeah. No, it holds up.
Yeah, this holds up.
Yeah, it really holds up.
Well, here's where I'm going to disagree a little bit.
Okay.
I wasn't feeling this tape like that, you know what I'm saying? But looking at it now, I think I feel like I understand why. I feel like every Wale tape you're going to get, and this might be fucked up to say, but you're going to get like a good five that you can skip or not feel. And I feel like because this tape is like only 45 minutes, only 11 tracks, I got five joints that I really rock with, and it's all the ones y'all are mentioning. Mm-hmm. And then the other ones, like, I could do without, like, because this has kind of like the trap Wale on there. Mm-hmm. And while Wale is good on trap joints, he don't have, like, good features on there. Like Do Baby? No. You know what I'm saying? Track number 10, Wax? Who is that? Like, that dude mumbled for half of the song. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't feeling that. You know what I mean? But then for every one of that, like, yes, the deep end was fire. And, like, I was listening to it, and I was like, I felt like how y'all felt. I was like, wait, why do I not, like, have this as one of my top Wale tracks? You know what I'm saying? Even with the Chance joint, the Blood Money, I was prepared to not like that joint because ASAP Ferg can be a little hit or miss. Mm-hmm. But it ended up being a banger. You know what I'm saying? So I think the only criticism I would have for this is because it's so short, I get the five Wale joints I don't like still. Mm-hmm. So it's... Usually when it's only like a third of the project, it's half. You know what I mean? So it stands out more. Because there's still some good Wale on here. Like, I won't shit on
that. There's another trappy joint. I cannot find it. But he sounded like he was doing some Future shit. But I thought it may have been Girls or Drugs, but now I like that sample on that. I love the Go-Go shit on Tonight.
Yeah, Tonight's one of my favorite songs. Yeah.
But where is it?
Loyalty and the Ab Ice Juggin'. I didn't like those joints. I've been juggling all night. I ain't like that. And then, where the loyalty at?
No, you're right.
I was not feeling
loyalty.
I was not.
Yeah, that was and that was bad.
The hook is whack. And that I got a bad. Video and everything, bro. I had a video
loyalty?
And everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Loyalty, like, out of all the songs in here, Loyalty was kind of pushed like it was going to be the single off this tape.
And the beat is good, but that's about it.
But I think that's just a casualty of the time frame. Because yeah. I think if this were to come out, let's just say in the last 3 years, 2018 or newer, the Pusha would have been the one I think that would have been the single. That one or the Chance.
But no, you're right. The two that you named are like the worst songs on here.
Yeah, I agree. And then while Girls on Drugs was like one of the, I guess, the key joints from the album, because like I just heard it watching a whole bunch of Wale media. I would see that, hear that joint in the background. I wasn't the biggest fan of that song, so you know that's like another notch. But like I said, there are some good joints on there. Like the ones that are good, they're very great Wale songs. So it almost kind of like evens itself out a little bit. You know what I mean?
I just wish he'd give us more songs like Chess, where he was just rapping.
Yeah, Chess was just good. Rapping, Chess was like, good. Best Kept Secret. Where they at? Where Best Kept Secret at, man? I don't know if it's a they or him or she, but
I thought it was like a whole group. I don't know.
That's what I thought too. But you know, it's been a while. I haven't done my research, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to speak on things I don't know.
But that's what's weird, because like Wale used to work with Best Kept Secret all the time. All used to hear in the beginning of so many Wale beats. It's the Best Kept Secret.
Oh my gosh, it's bro. I miss them. Where y'all at, bro? Hit his phone, man. I don't know if y'all fell out. I'll mediate, bro. I don't mind y'all being cool again, man. Y'all made good music together, for sure.
But that's what's up. This joint is 11 Kevin, what, tracks.
Did you?
Yeah.
Say what? Much.
He did. Yeah, Kevin came
to talk. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. He did. He did. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I was the one kind of quiet because I was waiting for the praise or something. So I could shit on him.
He was waiting to say horrible things.
Me and Kevin basically started this joint out.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah. But 11 tracks. I do not know the length of time. 45 minutes. Yeah, not that bad. We're going to go around the room. Saquon, what were some of your favorite joints on here?
I'll say Deep End, definitely. Chess, definitely. And you could put, Keep It Moving and the Blood Money 3.5. Okay. I like those joints.
All right. What about you, Kev?
I'm going to go with loyalty. Tonight. I'm not going to say loyalty. I'm going to go with Tonight, Chess, Friendship Heights, and Keep It Moving. I mean, the Deep End too, but I know I listen to Keep It Moving more than the Deep End.
I respect good it.
Absolutely. Tonight, the Deep End, Keep It Moving, and Chess.
I bet. For me, give me the Deep End, Keep It Moving, Chess, give me Outro, Narcissist. Narcissism.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But yeah, look, Wale week, man. Two projects in, we got another five to go all week, plus that single on Sunday. Look, man, we appreciate you guys. We love you guys. We love the welcome, the love that we get doing the DE365. It has not been easy, but it has been enjoyable. We appreciate you guys. Shout out to Hold It Down Podcast, the Hold It Down Hip Hop Network. If you're not tapped in, you fucking up. But we love you guys. Wale Week will continue. We out. Peace.
Peace.